Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, distinguished delegates, at the outset, allow me to join previous speakers in commending the High Commissioner for Refugees and the UNHCR staff for the commendable job they've continued to do in providing international protection to refugees and asylum seekers, especially in light of the current situation in which we are witnessing an unprecedented number of forcibly displaced people. I wish also to like to congratulate Mr. Filippo Grandi on the United Nations General Assembly's recent approval of his renewal of tenure as High Commissioner for Refugees. Besides, wish to convey to the High Commissioner a note of appreciation from the government of the United Republic of Tanzania for his recent visit to the country. Before I go any further, let me say that my delegation aligns itself with a statement made by the Republic of Chad on behalf of the African group. Chairperson, recently the government of the United Republic of Tanzania and UNHCR collaborated in conducting two critical exercises, namely the intention survey and go and see visits to Burundi. Both exercises revealed that most Burundian refugees hosted in Tanzania are not in need of international protection. It is against that background Tanzania once more urges for the invocation of the cessation of refugee status for Burundian refugees, just like we have done on several occasions, including during the High Commissioner's visit to Tanzania 2 months ago. Chairperson, my delegation wishes to express its concern with respect to three major groups of refugees in Tanzania: Burundians who fled in the 1970s, Congolese refugees from the 1990s, and the Burundians who fled in 2015. As we have said on numerous occasions, it is regrettable that the international community does not provide any support with respect to the caseload of 1972 Burundian refugees, or the 1990s Congolese refugees, who are portrayed as a protected situation, continue receiving insignificant funds. As this was not enough, the group of Burundian refugees who fled in 2015 is the world's least funded refugee situation. This situation has been compounded by the fact that the majority of refugees that were naturalized from the Burundian caseload of 1972 continue to pose a number of challenges, including poor local integration. This means, despite being naturalized, this group continue to live in refugee settlements, thereby preventing proper local integration with the Tanzanian community. To address this, the government intends to revisit and implement the original decision, which is to integrate them in various locations across the country and close the settlements. In addition, the government intends to continue with the registration of the Burundian refugees from the 1972 caseload that have settled in various villages throughout the Kigoma region by mapping and documentation in order to avoid the possibility of statelessness. It is for this reason Tanzania calls for much needed humanitarian support from UNHCR and the international community at large in supporting the implementation of these initiatives. I also wish to highlight the importance of prioritizing prevention and addressing root causes of displacement as an integral part of controlling large refugee movements. Chairperson, in conclusion, let me reiterate Tanzanian commitment to all international instruments governing refugee matters, along with national policy and legal frameworks. Tanzania will continue to be a reliable partner in the search for durable solutions for the refugee population still in the country. Thank you for your kind attention.